Now I'm reading verse 31. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Had not died, my brother, is actually the way it should be, because in the Greek, that which is important is put first. My brother had not died, you see. And that is the thing that she's emphasizing. Had not died, my brother. And again, she is now in sympathy with Martha in this. If you'd only been present. Now, that's one of the reasons that the Lord Jesus will say a little later, it's expedient for you that I go away. It's better, he said, for me to go away, for me to leave. And one of the reasons is made obvious right here. Had he been here in the flesh, continued here in the flesh, why, if he were today in your town, wherever you're listening, he couldn't be here with us. And if he's here with us today, he couldn't be with you out yonder listening in. So that it'd be impossible for him to be at every place at the same time. But he says, it's expedient for you that I go away. If I go not away, why, the Holy Spirit will not come, the Comforter. But if I go, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, and he'll be everywhere, you see. He's where you are today, and he's where I am today. And he's on the other side of the world in India. Everywhere there are believers, he indwells them today. Now, will you notice verse 33? When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. In other words, if you want to know how God feels about the death of your loved ones, look at this. He groaned in his spirit, he's troubled. Death is a frightful thing, actually. And you can be sure of one thing, that he enters into sympathy with you. But you see, his sympathy is for the living, actually was not for the dead, because he knew what he's going to do. And he said, Where have ye laid him? And they said unto him, Come and see. And then we read on the way out, Jesus wept. And this is the way God feels at your funeral. He joins you in shedding tears, by the way. But not for the loved one that's in Christ, because it's far better to go and be with Christ. But for you in your loss. Death is not a pleasant thing. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold how he loved him. I think the Jews missed it here. Behold how he loved them. That is, how he loved the living that were there that were weeping. Now, and some of them said, Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? And you see, they go back to that incident of the opening of the eyes of the blind. That apparently made a profound impression upon Jerusalem and all the surrounding area, you see, if that had not been true.